stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
The ground that is the rock, the ground that has been prepared for my church to stand on right into eternity, saith the Lord.
Yeah, there's many antichrists in the world today, saith the Lord, but there's one coming to lead, saith the Lord, and he shall oppose the Lord Jesus Christ, and that will be his downfall.
The times that you're living in are uncharted waters to man, for man has not been down this road before.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, all over the world, all kinds of weather is happening. In some places, it has never happened before, and in other places, it is happening out of season. Why, we've even seen snow on palm trees in Jerusalem. Amazing. God tells us to keep an eye on the weather in Matthew 16:2-3. He answered and said unto them, "When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times?" Brothers and sisters, don't you think these weather changes just may be a sign from God? The times are growing short, and he is coming to take us with him. I sure do. Don't be caught up without enough oil in your lamps, my dear friends. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Hey, Sister Sharon, isn't that the name of this program? Signs of the Times? Praise the Lord, all my dear listening friends, as we expose, Sister Sharon and I, the faults tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent us unto you. Amen. This True Truth ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, no matter what the amount. They all add up to keep Signs on the air, don't you know? That is, if you want to help keep Signs on the air. Monday and Wednesday nights need more support to stay on the air in February, and that is why I will look forward to finding your love gift in Post Office Box 122 this week. And, my dear friends, if you're listening to this program tonight and God touches your heart and you're sending support for Wednesday nights, please mention that. It's really important. I will keep Wednesdays on as long as I can, but I need your help. These are tough times, and some Signs supporters can no longer give. So if you've never given, please pray about it, and I thank you. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, Matthew chapter 24, verses 3, 4, and 5. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Watchman comment. And Jesus went on to describe many of the signs of the end that most of us know about, but in this study, I am most concerned about Jesus' answer in verses 4 and 5 of Matthew chapter 24. For instance, verse 4 clearly warns, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Today we have deceivers all around us, in the White House, in government, large like Washington or small like the smallest town. Deception is around us. We cannot get away from it, and it will take the biblical faith that passes all understanding for us to survive in these last days. You need to hear clearly the word of the Lord. You need to heed Bible commands and teachings, and you need to heed this watchman's warnings. So take heed, therefore, that no man deceive you. For today, more than ever, many are coming that use Jesus' name that have no right to it at all. They lie, they deceive in Jesus' name. They preach false doctrine in Jesus' name. In doing so, they deceive many, for Satan's power grows stronger as the end days grow closer, as it must be that Satan will be deceived by his own deceptions as he prepares to once more take over and be God. Do you even notice? Can you even see the battles around you, both worldly and spiritually? I pray that you do, my dear listening friends, for if you do not, it may be that you are already among the deceived. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. My. So get right and get ready, my dear friends, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 3-0.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Speak forth, saith God. Yea, I say unto thee, watchmen, stay on the wall. Yea, I say to you, keepers, stay at the gates. For I say, time is short. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord.
Yea, saith God, for out of Zion comes a thunder, a voice, a signal to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The time is short. The day of the Lord is at hand, and all who resist this call, this warning, will find themselves in torment in the last days, saith the Lord. For only those with an eye to see and an ear to hear will respond to my voice and to my call, saith the Lord. Only those will find a refuge in me through my holy word, saith God.
Let's watch for the day of the Lord and the signs of his coming as we search the end times. Prophecy news behind the news on tonight's Signs of the Times radio program. Now, T and E from Missouri have in the Spirit of the Lord sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's program. And they included a Target gift card for Sharon and me. And we bless you and thank you, our friends. My. Signs listeners are the best. If you can afford to send support, will you pray and ask the Lord if he would have you help? And then sit down and write your letter to Post Office Box 122 right away. God bless you. I pray, Lord, you will bless tonight's sponsors and also bless all those who keep every one of your Signs programs on the air, Lord. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, The One Within. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, my spirit-filled and spirit-led, biblical perspective you get only on Signs radio programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Teachers as spiritual leaders? Here we go again. A teacher at an upstate New York high school has been told to remove Christian symbols from her classroom and stop participating in the school's Bible study group, or else. Or else what? Or else she'll be fired, of course. As usual, this situation arose because one unidentified Antichrist allegedly complained to the Freedom from Religion Foundation, who, as usual, threatened to sue the school district unless it promptly erased these vestiges of Christianity. My. Watchman comment. No wonder New York's Governor Cuomo and the state lawmakers are so possessed with gun control. Are they godless? Has the Antichrist possessed them? Has the Antichrist possessed many of our leaders? And are all the others who agree with them possessed too? Also, all across America, pastors and Christians seem to be willing to sheepishly surrender their Second Amendment rights. Some are no doubt sincere. They are only reacting as their Christian mentors and leaders have told them is right to do. Others are no doubt using Scripture as a covering for their own ignorance and cowardly fear and fear. The Holy Scriptures teach us is the polar opposite of faith. Amen and amen. Continuing. A computer virus attacked a turbine control system at a U.S. power company last fall when a technician unknowingly inserted an infected USB computer drive into the network, keeping a plant offline for 3 weeks. Continuing. I prophesied greater earthquake and volcanic activity to increase back in 2008. Today, More aggressive eruptive activity is seen at many of the world's active volcanoes. Number 1, Lava Lake in Hawaii hits new record high. Number 2, New Zealand rattled by 11,000th aftershock following 2010 earthquake. Number 3, Stromboli, Italy, lava flowing strong explosions. Number 4, Ecuador, strong seismic activity including some explosion signals and a hot spot. Number 5, Chile-Argentina border, elevated seismic activity of low energy. Number 6, North Sulawesi, Indonesia, another explosion. Number 7, Sakurajima volcano in Japan has maintained a rhythm of 2 to 3 daily explosions with ash plumes rising 6 to 10,000 feet, which is 1.8 to 3 kilometers. Number 8, 2 Russian volcanoes continue activity. Number 9, Alaska, USA, continued volcanic earthquakes. My. And that's only a few of them, folks. There's not enough time to put them all on the radio. Now, here is my prophecy that I spoke back in 2008.
Saith the Lord, must I shake the whole earth to get your attention? Will you listen to me if the mountains rumble and the earth crumbles? Will you listen to me if the sky darkens and the stars do not give out their light? Then you will understand that I am the I am, saith God.
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
The signs of the times are upon you, saith the Lord. Pay attention to them. Do not laugh at them. Do not shake them off. Get into my word and be founded and grounded in that which will save you in the days ahead, saith God.
I am that I am. Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am.
Continuing, Obama, the self-proclaimed children's savior, is on the other hand a champion for partial birth abortion that kills children in their mother's womb. The little kids filling in as props at Obama's gun proposal photo op actually have more respect for human life than the Obama does. What would those little kids say if they knew that the then Senator Obama campaigned partial birth abortion and the brutal slaughter of babies who make it through abortion? My. Then Senator Obama voted against the Born Alive Infant Protection Act 4 times, horrifyingly voting against protecting babies who survived abortion and voting in favor of leaving them to die. The children props of today's photo op could not have known that. It was the same Obama standing among them, eliciting chuckles and laughter when reading out some of their letters in what must be the most hypocritical bid of all time to champion the lives of children. The children were figuratively used as human shields, just like Al-Qaeda does, but in a different way. In the Obama dastardly deed, while Planned Parenthood's funding jumped from 33% to nearly 50%, over $487 million in taxpayer funding, my. Someone should be pointing out that the children who surrounded the Obama in that photo op are the blessed ones, the ones whose lives were not snuffed out by an Obama-approved abortion. My. Continuing. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun retailers. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter, my, his name is appropriate, I think he's a nut, continuing, has declared economic warfare on gun retailers, threatening to treat them like businesses who traded under apartheid in South Africa by withdrawing investments in companies that refused to stop selling semi-automatic rifles and blackmailing retailers into becoming frontline facilitators for gun control. Watchman comment. My. This man calls gun owners crazy, and I think he's the one that's crazy. If you live in Philadelphia, declare a voting war and vote this crazed nutter, excuse the pun, out of office. Texas Governor Rick Perry is inviting New Yorkers, by the way. Maybe he should invite some in Pennsylvania to come live there in Texas where they can keep their guns. I tell you what, Sharon and I, for one, are truly considering that offer. My. Continuing. This report written by an Israeli who says Israel comes first. Better to have a somewhat displeased American president than a terror-ridden country. I am bothered, he said, by what Barack Obama thinks. I suppose he does not like the fact that in Israel there is a government that protects the country's interest and does not embark on dangerous diplomatic adventures just to please the world. I prefer a somewhat displeased American president than a terror-ridden Israel. That was written by an Israeli. Watchman comment, I agree. The no-bama and no-bama Joe O. Biden aside, America comes first. Impeach them both, because if there would be a worse president than the no-bama, it would be the no-Joe Obama. My. And America does not need no-Joe, excuse the pun. Continuing. Watchman comment. Do you remember for years I have warned if they can miniaturize GPS enough to get it into an RFID chip, then it may become the mark of the beast, 666? Well, that is about to happen. DARPA, along with Rockwell, are developing such a miniature GPS tracking chip. Rockwell engineer quote, never before has a micro-scale oscillator been able to acquire and track GPS, said John Borges, vice president of the Rockwell Collins Advanced Technology Center. This capability opens up a new frontier in embedding GPS in very small items, close quote. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16, 17, and 18, paraphrased. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. Continuing. Has this season's flu outbreak been overhyped? According to the headlines, this year's flu season is a whopper. But is the situation as bad as it seems? The bottom line, it's too early in the flu season to say for sure, according to health experts. Watchman comment, they lied about the last flu pandemic that wasn't, and they may also be lying now. Do not believe them. They are making money, lots of money, selling you this hyped flu pandemic, whatever they call it. My. Continuing. Pelosi, more gun control needed because we took an oath to protect and defend. What? The House Majority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, said action must be taken in the aftermath of the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School because members of Congress took an oath to protect and defend. Although the actual oath says to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, Pelosi said, quote, to protect and defend, that is our first responsibility, close quote. Watchman comment. My. No wonder these people are acting like police. They think they are police. Anti-America Pelosi, you must defend the American's Constitution first, not the communist Karl Marx manifesto. And that's the truth. Continuing. Food stamps are the new soup kitchens. Food stamps are the soup kitchens of modern depression times. At a time when federal spending on food stamps has climbed to a record 80.4 billion USA buckos. There are a lot of people who would be standing in line to get that soup who are instead sitting in their easy chairs guzzling drinks and food on taxpayer food stamp dollars. My. Watchman comment. Some actually deserve some assistance, and that's true. But most, like millions of illegals who take but do not give, do not deserve food stamps. They are illegal, are they not? Oh, I forgot. They voted for Obama. Do they have free Obama cell phones too? Continuing. Sandy Hook AR-15 hoax. Still, no school surveillance footage has been released. Why has no surveillance footage been released from the Sandy Hook shooting showing Adam Lanza blasting away with an AR-15? In mere days after the Columbine shooting in 1998, for example, the media received footage from the massacre and began playing it over and over again, hammering home the image of Eric Harris and Dylan Kilbold with their guns. The same is true with numerous other school shootings. Sandy Hook had a very good surveillance system. Watchman comment. Here is the answer that I have revealed before on this program. The AR-15 appears to have been left in his car, never even used in the shooting. There was a video of police removing it from the shooter's car trunk, but it seems to have vanished now. There was supposedly 4 handguns found in the school. And by the way, why would one shooter need 4 handguns? Continuing, the AR-15 was never brought into the school in the first place. It was in his trunk. As a result, it was not used in the shootings. This was openly admitted in an NBC news report that has since been scrubbed and marginalized. Here is a partial transcript of that NBC news video I found in a news archive. Matt Lauer, Pete Williams, our chief justice correspondent, has just got some information as well. Good morning, Pete Williams. Matt, good morning to you. This continues to be a very complex investigation, and there is a lot of contradictory information out there. But there is some new information this morning from a couple of federal officials and state officials. They say now that there were actually 4 handguns recovered inside the school, not just 2, as we were initially told. 4 handguns, and apparently only handguns were taken into the school. We knew that Adam Lanza also had an assault rifle, AR-15-style rifle, that he had taken to the school that was in the car he drove there, his mother's car. But we've been told by several officials he left that in the car. And NBC News, quote, my, Watchman comment, does that prove to you this Obama assault rifle thing is a setup? Do you believe me now? I've told you it was. You go ahead and listen to Glenn Beck. He's wrong. He's dead wrong. The truth sure isn't living there and Beck on this one. These things happen. Then they manipulate the true facts to fit their 666 control agenda. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled The One Within. My dear listening friends, support for this program, especially Monday and Wednesday nights, is truly needed. And if you are not already a supporter of Signs, and you are able to send support, just pray and ask God how much support He would have you send, and then respond accordingly. Some regular Signs supporters have stopped sending support, and I suspect it's due to the hard end times that we're living in. So if you can afford it, please pray about it. And then, just send your check or money order, or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can do that also by leaving off your return address and enclosing cash. But just pray over it, and God will be able to get it through. Amen. However, please know that I do put a self-addressed stamped offering envelope when I reply into each letter I receive with an address. That is only meant to bless you back, not to coerce another offering. Please believe me. It's a heartfelt thanks from me. Signs only has a few supporters, and I constantly struggle to pay for programming. But you can use a stamp to write a friend. It's there just to show you Sharon and I care. If you are ready to write, here's the address. Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 1-2-2. The town to send it to is Lisle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E. State, abbreviate that, just N-Y for New York, zip 13797. Sharon and I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in P.O. Box 122 this week. May you be awesomely blessed for your obedience to our Lord. Hallelujah, and God bless you. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed that I have titled The One Within. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Verse 3, Isaiah 2, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. Watchman comment. The word Lord here translates Jehovah, meaning the existing one. And surprise, the word house can translate within. Did not Jesus come into your heart when you were saved? Oh boy, that was a good thing, wasn't it? That is to say, once you are saved, Jesus is within you. Glory. You are seeing this, aren't you? Okay, let's look at the word established. For it can be translated here as restored. You were restored at your salvation. Amen. You're seeing it a little better. And all of a sudden, you knew your life had changed. Your ways had changed. Your paths had changed. You began to desire to gather together with others of like faith. My. Now you're getting it. God's law, God's word became important to you. You desired to be more like the Jesus you read about in Almighty Yahweh's holy word. You realized the sin you had in your life, and you repented because your sin now made you feel so bad, and that you could not sin anymore because you knew the truth, the true truth, so you repented and sinned no more. Only the true truth can do that, don't you know? The word of the Lord was now your life and soul guide. You felt cleansed and whole again as the cleansing power of Jesus Christ brought you restoration. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God. Oh, boy, that is a good one. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, and it shall come to pass in the last days, so get right and get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can, amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all their call in a church service.
God is saying, hey, the days are getting closer, folks. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming faster and faster. The time is getting shorter and shorter. And I got a question. What are you going to do when he comes for you?
Amen.
My dear listening friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. No, because you have true truth, and that no one can take away from you. They might try, they might tell you true truth is wrong, but true truth is right. The Spirit of the Lord has shown it to me, I believe it, and that's the end of it. Tonight's program needs your support to keep it on the air as the radio station bills for February are coming in soon. Please remember to tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR Worldwide Power Frequency 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time on Saturday, 4840. Here's the address to write again, a little faster though, S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. LISLENY 13797. Now, here is a letter. I recently received this letter from Brother Barry, but I'm not sure of his state. Dear Brother Johnson and Christian friends, thanks for your broadcast. Jesus' return is so near. Please pray for me and my family. Please pray for my marriage, reunited family, and healing. Agape, Barry. Brother Johnson speaking. Will all of you tonight bow your heads and pray with me for this dear brother? Lord God, in Jesus' precious name, we pray for this dear brother and all that he has requested. And we bind the satanic spirit that breaks up families in Jesus' name. Be gone, you devil. Leave this family alone. Amen. Now, Father God, we pray that you will reunite this family in loving relationships once more. Amen. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or pen and paper ready. Here it comes very slowly. 1, area code 6 0 7 2 0 1 5 6 6 3. Thanks again, my friends, for being here with me tonight on Signs International Radio. Signs listeners are the best. And remember, you are loved.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.